that's not a compliment.
No, and then in a no, it's not a compliment ever, I don't think.
Okay. What's the other way you were thinking of?
You can get, like, you know, you get too familiar with somebody, and they call it being too common with someone.
Okay, I see. Now, if an older woman gets, you know, say she's up in her 80s or something, and she still gets around, you say she's really what for her age?
Spry for her age.
Do you ever use the term peart?
No, but I've heard it.
Okay. And if a child says he wants the light on at night because he's what of the dark? He's
afraid of the dark.
All right. And another word, a little child might say, I'm
scared of the dark.
You know. And the person might say, you used to be afraid. And the person says, no, I didn't.
Used to be afraid.
Say the whole thing. That's right.
I know I didn't used to be afraid.
All right. And if a person isn't careful, you'd say he's
careless.
Yeah. And if someone is very strange, you might say he's what kind of a person? Is it
strange?
Yeah. Other word. That's the idea. A person is just very you might say odd.
Yeah, I might say odd. Or I've heard people say, well, you know, he's cutting off simply because he doesn't act or conform.
Right. How about the word queer?
Yeah, I've heard. Well, I've heard it used.
Heard what now?
Queer, right. The word queer used in more than one sense. You know, like they, a man can be queer and that's a disgrace to him.
Yeah.
And then a man can be queer and he can be, he can have a mental problem.
All right, but you mean, all right, but the first way, I mean a disgrace, I mean a homosexual.
Yeah.
All right. Now, would because of that, what I'm getting at is because of that, would you avoid using the word queer?
Yes.
I hesitate to say somebody was queer for that reason. Huh?
Yes, because somebody misunderstood.
Okay. And if a person, you try to explain something to someone and just can't get it across to them, and no matter how you try to give him all the evidence that you possibly need, but he still won't change his mind, you might say, don't be so
stubborn.
Okay. And if a person's easily offended, you might say, he's awfully
tenderhearted. I don't know. If he's easily offended, touchy.
Yeah, that'd be fine. And then a person who was touchy, when you tease him, you say he got awfully
angry or upset.
Yeah. And a person gets that way, you might now say to him, say, just keep
calm.
All right. And if a person is worked all day, says, I'm really
tired. I'm wore out.
Okay. And person went out without enough clothes on in the winter might come in and have the sniffles and say, now you've gone and
caught cold.
All right. It talks like this. Say he's
a horse.
And he has a
cough.
And a doctor might then bring some medicine and he looks at the bottle and might say, haven't you
taken any of them?
Say, yes, I
took some yesterday.
And I will tomorrow.
I will take some tomorrow.
And if a person can't hear you, say he's
deaf.
And if a person works out in the hot sun all day, his clothing gets wet, you say, yesterday he really
perspired or sweat.
Okay. And a large discharging sore that's very sensitive. Tender, you know.
Yeah, it's a sore.
Yeah. Well, have you ever used the term a boil?
Oh yeah, I've heard having a boil.
What's in a boil? What do you call that stuff?
Pus.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if a person is shot by someone uses a gun and shoots someone, you say then he suffered a bullet
wound.
And have you ever seen a wound that didn't heal right and it gets a crust around the edge and it kind of stands up?
Yeah, or infection.
No.